Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Shane. Today, we are going to have a beautiful guest that I have that is very much empowered in the feminine energy. A beautiful opportunity to meet this woman. She has been traveling back and forth from the beautiful Isle of Maui to the States, teaching how to be empowered, bringing forth those feminine energies. We also today will be offering for the first caller a jar of Clarion, which is a cream that was given to me by Saint Germain, the recipe, which helps with the wrinkles and the dark spots underneath the eyes. And it is also good for the men as well. I use it and it works, believe it or not. We're also going to be having some calling in today. We're going to go to the phones after the first break. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, this is the Michael Shane Show, and I want everyone out there to know that I am never alone. Not only are the masters with me, I have a master in her own right, and I would like to introduce Cheryl Gardner.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Michael. Yes, we have a great show for you today, and I want to, first of all, talk about our special guest, a very spiritual, intuitive reader and healer. Her name is Reverend Camille Moritz. And I would like to welcome you, Camille, to the Michael Shane Show. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, her show topic today is being empowered. Camille, could you tell us what you mean by that?
Being empowered is a really important concept as we move into that idea of the new earth or our higher levels of awareness. And it has a lot to do with the idea that every human being doesn't have to do anything to be empowered. They just need to recognize that their being is worthy in and of itself and has value in and of itself. And then the next piece of it, the empowered piece, is to recognize that as a human, that you're also an angelic being in human form. And it's important to allow your God, Goddess self to sit in your heart and empower you. That the spark of spirit is also in your heart, and it's what empowers you to do or be the highest that you can be on earth.
Wow. Now, Cheryl, what do you think about the idea of being empowered?
What do I think? Well,
because, you know, I've known you for almost a year, and I consider you one of the empowered vibrations that's kept the Ascension Foundation going. And seeing that feminine energy just flowing through you, not in a confused vibration, but more balanced and knowing exactly where your targets are and getting it done. And I believe that that's what Camille is talking about, is bringing in that feminine energy so you can grasp a hold of power while you're living in this physical plane. And that's a power being used in a positive direction.
That's correct. It's the awareness that each of us is responsible for all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, all of our behavior in our life. And when you accept personal responsibility, you step into that place of divine empowerment.
Well, it is a beautiful place to be. I've seen people around you that have just left your classes, and they come out of this room and they're like looking. Their eyes are like the size of moons, you know, in the sky, and they're like ready to just pounce on whatever it is that they need to do. And I've seen same reaction out of the men, because, you know, both men and women have the balance of the male and the female. So your classes and the things that you teach helps both sides of the track there.
Yes, it does. It's important for each man and each woman to recognize that they are both feminine and masculine, and as they allow themselves to move into the space of receptivity, receiving all they're intended to have, they can then choose to act in a way that benefits not only themselves, but all humankind.
Now, I would have to assume that you have a little help.
I walk with a team of angels and guides. All the Ascended Masters are with me. And recently, the goddesses that sit on the Karmic Board of Records have all made themselves known and assist in the work that I do by helping people to recognize what they can do to lift the heavy burden of what we consider, you know, life that could be suffering, and move into that space of ecstatic joy and bliss. Part of being empowered is recognizing that your life is here for pleasure and joy and not for pain and suffering.
So when did you realize that you had these other entities around you, when you started hearing and seeing spirit?
Well, I didn't really know the difference between non-psychic and psychic, or non-aware and aware. As a child, I always would tell everyone things ahead of time, like who was coming over, who was calling. I was moved to the woods at an early age, and all the animals spoke to me, as well as little fairies and spiritual beings like that. And I didn't really, as a child, Saint Germain was my imaginary playmate. He called himself Jerry, and he would always go swing on the swings with me. So I didn't really never, I've always known.
Yeah, well, when you were talking about it around your family, you probably had some interesting reactions, didn't you?
I was pretty lucky. My father was one of these hippie dudes who drove a big white school bus with red and blue stars, and he had transcendental meditation classes in our home. So at age 5, I was taught to meditate. And then shortly after that, a medicine woman, an Athabasca medicine woman, came into my life and taught me how to astral project, because I was already doing that, into the higher realms, and how to work with color. And for me, it was just a lot of fun to sit in school and imagine color around people and trip out of it the images that came to my mind. It was a way of getting through.
Now, we have a lot of beautiful people out here driving around, sitting around in their house, listening to this show. And if you had a message that you really would like these people to hear, something that is altering, changing, loving, what would that be today? What is your message?
My message would be that every human being, including you, have a purpose, matter, and make a difference.
Making a difference with life?
Making a difference in that every single thing that you think of adds to the collective energy of consciousness. And if you choose high thoughts, then you increase the vibration of everyone.
So the power of positive affirmation.
And not only the power of positive affirmation, but the power of choice. The opportunity to choose, that every single moment you have the ability to choose. You can choose what's for your highest good, or you can choose not. Not always just an affirmation, but the actual choice of choosing to enter an environment that lifts your energy up versus entering into an environment that brings your energy down.
So we're in the age of not only just talking the talk, but walking the walk as well.
Absolutely. Every human being is 100% responsible for every thought form, every emotion, every action that we have. And in that awareness, you always have free will and can choose.
Now, what is the science of conscious co-creation?
The science of conscious co-creation really goes to the idea that everything has an order and is systematic, that there's a spiritual hierarchy, and that we are lifting our energy up towards spirit or heaven, and we're bringing it down. And when we're aware that every thought form is really psychic energy, we know that as we think, those thoughts move out ahead of us and create what they are in physical form. Therefore, the science of co-creation has to do with bringing from the heavens an aha, an idea, bringing it down into your conscious awareness through thoughts, imagining it, envisioning it through your eyes, hearing or speaking out loud, bringing it into your heart and feeling it, and then it moves into form, into physical manifestation. The other part about the science of conscious co-creation is that you are co-creating heaven on earth or a life worth living. Your job is to have the what, and spirit does the how. So God cannot experience himself if he doesn't individuate himself through humans, and everything that we do is an action of spirit. And when we recognize that, we're co-creating with God.
And there is a lot of power with that.
A lot of power in that.
I've seen it work since I've met you. You know, I've been attempting to be more focused on what I say, because what I say seems to be a power as well. And if I'm saying I don't feel good today, then I definitely don't seem to feel very good that day.
That's right. I teach people to be two people at once, the person experiencing your awareness and the person choosing again. And if you don't feel well, we can say, I don't feel well, but I choose that today is going to be a good day, and I now only draw towards me life that supports me today.
Sounds really very beautiful. Well, thank you. Now, we're going to be going to break here, and we're going to be taking callers. We also have a giveaway of a jar of Clarion Cream that will help with the facial issues. And if you wish to call in to get a reading from myself, it's 1-800-930-2819. And it's a beautiful opportunity to sit here with this guest, Camille Moritz. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Beloved Ascended Master, Master Saint Germain through the transmediumship of Michael Shane is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
You're listening to The Michael Shane Show and his special guest, Reverend Camille Moritz. Here in a minute, we're going to start taking listener calls. But, Michael, would you like to talk about the Ascended Masters?
Yes, the Ascended Masters are beings. There's 144,000 of them that are focused upon this earth plane. And these beings are watching us every day, communicating with us all the time. For one reason or another, and they exist in a place called Shambhala, which is in the Himalayan mountains. It's a very beautiful place. There's a wonderful vibration that comes from it. And these beings, they come to us and give us messages, like they did with Madame Blavatsky when they came to speak to her, where she created the Theosophical Society from it, giving messages so we can move in to what's happening in the future. And when I do my readings today, for those that call in at 1-800-930-2819, the messages are actually going to be given to me from the Ascended Masters. Today, I have Master Saint Germain, who Camille was talking about earlier as her childhood friend, Jerry. So, Camille.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How would you like to just go to our phones today?
Let's have a caller.
Benny, what do we have on the phone today?
Well, who do we have? Is Jen. She is calling in from Fox Island, and it's a great question. I will have her describe it a little more in detail on the air. So, Jen, welcome to the Michael Shane Show. What's up?
Hello, Jen.
Thank you. Hi, Michael. Hi, Camille.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. I actually probably have maybe more than one question, but I'm going to throw it out and see what you'd like to do with it. First one is, what are the tools, the basic simple tools we can use to keep our thoughts positive for our own self-healing as well as the planet? And also, how can we keep them permanent, make these shifts permanent in our lives so we don't keep going back to our old ways? And the second questions are just the basics of self-love, since we're not always taught this as in childhood. And we know that, or at least I think, love is one of the most powerful healing tools. Maybe you can expand on some thoughts there to how we can keep that within our own realm, our own life.
Well, Camille, I would like it if you would address the first two questions, and then Master Saint Germain would like to talk to her about the love energy.
That sounds good. How do we stay positive and have positive thoughts versus negative thoughts? And when we're in that process of the limbo land, that's like when we're moving from a place of having a lot of negative thought forms to a place of having automatic positive thought forms, it's really important to be two people at once, the person experiencing and having the negative thought and the person choosing the positive thought. So you can put the positive thought right beside the negative thought. The other thing that we can do is we can work with the threefold concept, where when we have a negative thought, we can choose to release it. I release all the agreements I've made that life is hard. We can choose again. I choose to create easy, safe, loving, trustworthy life, and we can magnetically draw it to us. I now only draw to me life that is loving, safe, and trustworthy. And so when we recognize we have a low thought form, we just need to give ourselves permission to release it, let go of it, rescind it, cancel it out, delete it, withdraw. it's important to have fun when you're playing with conscious co-creation, because when you have fun, you manifest faster than when you don't have fun. As far as making it permanent, I really love to work with the violet flame, because when we put the experience of something negative, like fear or suffering or pain, when we place it into the violet flame is like a scrubby brush that permanently scours it and frees it from your causal bodies where you're bound to it. And then as we choose the new thought form, it's a lot of times repetition. The more you consciously choose to think a positive thought and put that forward, it's like amount of times. How many thought forms do you have a day that are negative and bring yourself down? And how many thought forms do you have a day that are empowered and lift yourself up? You have to choose the positive thought forms. Eventually, you will find that you're automatically thinking positive, and those thought forms are like wheels. They roll out in front of you. So when you're letting go of a negative thought form, you're effectively extinguishing it by it's losing its force and momentum. And when you choose a positive thought form, it increases the momentum, and like a wheel, it will roll out ahead of you and bring to you what it is. So a lot of times it's important just to have repetition.
And in the issue of the love vibration, Saint Germain, he says we're all with love all the time. We're never without love. Sometimes it's hard for us to feel a love for the self because we're always in constant communication to the idea that we have to judge everything that we do. The other idea of love is to have people around you, be around a vibration of love. Have them around you all the time, whether you need that energy or not. The vibration of love that comes with God, which is infinite all the time, these are connections that we have to make or help us feel that we are loving entities. To be in love with yourself is a power. It's a very beautiful power. Saint Germain says when you meditate on the pink flame that you would create and bring forth that love. But you're the kind of vibration and energy that people love even when you're just in the room saying nothing, because you have that energy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And so, and for me, I have a beautiful wife who I'm very much in love with and is very much in love with me. And to wake up and go to bed with that thought in my heart just does nothing more than to grow a more deeper connection to loving the self. Do you understand?
I do. Great thoughts on that.
Well, thank you very much for calling in today, and remember, you are love.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Camille.
You have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Jen, and hold on real fast. We're going to get some information. I'm sorry, did you have a question?
I was just going to say thank you, Jen.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, Jen, thanks very much for calling in, and Michael, back to you.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and take one more caller. I think we have enough time.
Sure. Let's take now Kathy calling in from Seattle.
Hello, Kathy. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking my call, Michael and Camille.
Well, thank you.
I had a question about, I feel like I should be working with Ashtar. I really want to launch my spiritual business, but I can't really see the connection of how I can work with him or what I can do in my spirit to really launch my spiritual business. Can you help me out with this?
Well, the first thing that you would want to do, and I'm going to give you some advice on one or two things, or you can do both. One is you want to find a crystal skull that has been charged with cosmic energies, okay? One that you know that's been charged by Ashtar and the Ashtar Command, all right? The second thing that you would do is locate a mandala. You can either draw one yourself or print one out on the internet. And a mandala is what we are. That's our spiritual DNA. And that's the sign, the symbol that the Ashtar Command is connected to. And so when you meditate on one or both of those symbols, okay, you will call forth Ashtar. Now, it isn't necessary to use objects or even to say anything to communicate with any of the masters, all you do is connect to your heart with the intent that you want to speak with and connect to Ashtar, and he will be there. Now, you'll also have a connection to another master teacher by the name of Babaji. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
He is a very beautiful guru vibration and has a lot of deep heart feelings towards you and your abilities, and sees nothing but success in your future. Whether you do what you've been talking about doing right now, or if you do anything else. Camille, would you like to add to that?
I would say, Kathy, that immediately when you ask your question, I see a beautiful eagle. And my message to you is allow yourself to soar with the eagles and see that larger cosmic view. Ashtar often works with the vibration of the eagles. And just really recognize that you already are working with Ashtar. That's why you're aware of it. So open your heart more, the way Michael said, and know that it's already there.
Wow, so do you understand all of this beautiful information?
Yes, it's beautiful and practical. So I'm definitely going to do this and allow myself to continue opening up my heart. But thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Now, Saint Germain would like to end this reading by telling you, you are a feminine empowered female. Use that energy and be within success.
Thank you.
So, Benny, how would you like to go to break?
Sounds like a plan.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade. Certified organic. Shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
You're listening to the Michael Shane Show and his special guest, Reverend Camille Moritz. Camille, would you tell the listening audience how they can get in touch with you for a reading or find out more information?
Yes, right now you can reach me through my telephone number, which is 907-299-5433, where you can leave a text message or a message. And also I have an email address, and that email address is the letter C for Camille, Goddess, C-G-O-D-D-E-S-S, Believes, B-E-L-I-E-V-E-S, at gmail.com.
Oh, very good.
Well, Camille, in the life that you have out in Maui, where everybody goes and they're swimming and surfing and just being free with themselves and their environment, how much empowerment would you say is connected to that?
How much empowerment is connected to that? What I know is that I follow my divine guidance, and when Spirit says, go to Maui to get healthy, I go to Maui to get healthy. That's pretty empowered. I just trust that I will be provided for, and every need that I need, I send my higher self out ahead of me to take care of it, whether I know about it or not. And when I arrive, it's all taken care of.
So it's okay to hang out on the beach.
It's very okay to hang out on the beach.
I'm just thinking, I'm looking out at the window here, and I'm dreaming of palm trees and the beach and the sounds of all that energy that you're going to be involved in here in the next few weeks or so. I am I don't know what to say. I mean, that's just a beautiful place to live is over there in Maui. Now, what are some of the conscious co-creation formulas that empower us for success? There's a lot of people out there. I did some readings in the past and some lately where people are really feeling lacking in that success department, wanting to know how can they strengthen their life to where they can receive the things that they're wanting to receive, whether it be successful in love, money, job, or what have you.
There's a lot of different tools a person can use in the process of being empowered and working with the science of co-creation. The first thing that's important is to recognize that every single thing in your life is a manifestation of you, and you have choice. And if you don't like something in your life, then choose again. The next thing is you never have to know how to get what you're choosing. You just need to know what. And if you put your hand on your heart and you say to Spirit, Spirit, I choose a job that pays this much, or I choose a house that has these qualities. And one of the keys is to look at the qualities of what you want, not the actual item. So if you want a house, what are the qualities that that house would bring you? And then say to Spirit, I choose these qualities, I choose this house, and I open myself to have it revealed to me. So when you choose it, it begins to happen. You never need to know how, but what. When you tell God the what, God brings the what to you. I mean, when you tell God the what, God brings the how to you.
And what is the how?
The how is how do we get there? So if we want a new home and I have the what and the qualities of the what, and I tell God I want a home that's 3 bedrooms with this many windows, southern exposure, and it allows me to have freedom and work, then I would thank God for the home that allows me to have freedom and work with those things. And I would ask it to be physically demonstrated to me, clearly revealed, brought forth into the light, put in my hands, put in my lap, put right in front of me. That's the how. The how is the pathway. So if I tell God what, God will show me the how.
And when you do your empowerment classes, what is the format? What is it you are giving to the people that come in?
Well, the first thing I do is I teach every person that their ascension chamber is in their sacred heart, or their God-knowing is in their heart, and that their all of their power comes from their God-knowing in their heart. So I teach people to bring their higher self down into their heart, place their hand on their heart, and begin to declare that their higher self resides in me, and I take back my power to know and see as God knows and sees through my own heart and knowing. I then invite whatever I need to know and see to be revealed to me into the light. And light is one of the most important things for conscious co-creation. When we begin to affirm that we are light and we ask things to be brought into the light, it allows us to see it because it is lit up.
Could you do a quick affirmation for the listeners so they know how to bring in the light?
I would begin to declare that light, 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 I am light. Light resides in me. I emanate light. I illuminate light. I radiate light. Light bursts forth from the center of every molecule of my being. Light is produced at the center of my bones. Light, 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 I am light.
And that would be a very good way to bring in that energy?
When we affirm light, it allows our light body to anchor into our physical body, and it raises our physical vibration, our energetic vibration, because what frequency you vibrate at is what you will manifest in your life. And so if you're focused on sadness and depression, you'll manifest more sadness and depression. However, if you're experiencing sadness and depression and you place that in the violet flame and you choose joy and happiness and then you choose experiences that increase your vibrational frequency and bring you joy and happiness, that will begin to manifest in your life.
Well, I got to say, you know, I recently had a passing of my father, and our relationship was, I would say, very stressed, very strained. And I hadn't seen him for over 10 years. And when I got to thinking about not seeing him and the time that was missed, I started opening up to a surprise. I didn't realize that I had emotion connected to that. And in that process, I got into a little bit of a funk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to thinking about something that you had told me. And I sat down in my bed, actually laid there, and I started doing this affirmation about love is light, light is love, bring forth the vibration of healing and peace and harmony to my heart. And so I was doing that over and over and over and over again, and without even realizing it was happening, I started noticing that the forgiveness of myself for not being there for my father, which was a surprise that I even felt that at that time, was no longer there. And I'm able now to let go of things. But the one thing is the masters have told me in this process, not only did I have an opportunity to let it go, so did my father.
That's correct.
And would you say that that is a normal reaction to those kind of affirmations?
I would say that. A lot of times it's like fake it till you make it. I've spent a lot of time in clinical settings, and when you begin to work with people who don't necessarily believe the affirmations are going to work, we tell them to say them anyway. But one of the keys I like to teach is when you actually place your hand on your heart when you're speaking these affirmations, it brings the polarities of your being together, the negative polarity and the positive polarity, the feminine polarity and the masculine polarity, the ability to act and the ability to receive. So when we place our hand on our heart, it automatically drops our mind down through our heart. And then the information that we're sending out through the power of the spoken word has a much greater impact or ability to manifest what it is.
Manifestation. Isn't that what it's all about?
Well, it's about being a god or goddess in human form. And as the highest spiritual being that you can be in human form, yes, it's manifestation, but it's the manifestation of God's good life, God's good wealth, God's good fortune, God's good abundance. It's the manifestation of heaven on earth. So it's less manifestation from a place of physical desires. I want a truck. But the thing is that if you don't have a desire, then God can't manifest. And many people have no clue what they want. And you ask them, if you could have anything you want, what would it be? And they've spent all of their life sacrificing themselves to take care of everybody else, and they don't know what they want. So it is important to use your mind to look at what's in your heart and use your mind to get it, not use your mind to hide what's in your heart. So we have to switch that polarity. A lot of humans hide what's in their heart and take care of everybody else. We need to give ourselves permission to look at what's in our heart and then use our mind to get there. If you desire a physical possession, it's not less godly than if you desire a godly quality. It's the quality of what that possession brings you. If having a new truck brings you freedom, freedom is the quality of spirit that you're intended to have. So you can claim freedom. I claim my birthright to experience freedom versus I have a new truck. So, I mean, you ask for the truck, but you have for the quality that it brings. It's the quality of what you want to manifest that is really what we're bringing to the planet.
So one could actually decide that the quality of what they're bringing through is light and love.
Correct. And the more you affirm light and love, the more you become light and love, the more you manifest light and love. And with, light is love. Love is light.
And with that power, you manifest everything else.
Yes.
I find that this information is very helpful because it has helped me in my life. And Cheryl, when you get into the moments of affirmation, what is it that you ask for?
Just to seek out the higher quality source. Mm-hmm.
Because you got to say that your life has changed from where you were and where you're at today.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not saying it's better today. What I'm saying, it's different.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
And more aware.
And did you not ask, St. Germain's telling me you asked for that change? You wanted an answer. Would you think that you received that?
I think I did, yes.
Camille, you have something more to add?
There's just one more point that I really want to make, and that is most humans believe they have to do something to get something. They have to do something to be the best that they can be. And I would say that that is one of the biggest wounds that we carry, because in reality, our being is worthy of our divinely intended good just for being, not for doing. And one of the ways that I really work is by claiming everything I desire just for being. With ease, just for being, not for doing. The doing becomes the action that happens after you manifest what it is you desire. So it's just really important to recognize you don't have to do anything to manifest. You just have to move into your beingness, let God do the work. You just choose what it is you want and allow it to happen just for being.
And that is very powerful.
And then the next thing is open yourself to receive. Be receptive. Allow yourself to receive divine nourishment, good, love, light from everywhere, everyone, and everything.
Well, thank you. Well, we're going to be going to break here, and we're going to be going back to the phones right after our break at 1-800-930-2819. And there is going to be a gift from St. Germain, a amethyst gemstone to be given to the first caller. Thank you very much, Benny.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience 2 crystal light energy healings and 1 past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
World-renowned numerologist and healer Joseph Gabby brings his transformative workshop to Seattle, March 1st to March 4th. Learn how to break through stagnation and procrastination. Immerse yourself in a higher understanding and awareness of the universe from a soul perspective. Discover numerology and psychocosmetic numerology as it relates to your life's path. To register, go to consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com. That's consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Gardner, and this is the Michael Shane Show. Before I turn it back over to Michael and Camille, I have a very special announcement to make. On Sunday, March 3rd, Michael and Dr. Pat here on Transformation Talk Radio will be making a special appearance together at the Northwest Women's Show. Beginning at 10 a.m. on the Girl Talk stage, Michael, along with Dr. Pat, will share their insight as to what it truly means to shine. And as we transition forward into the age of feminine empowerment, a subject that we're talking about today, in fact, those who attend will have an opportunity to ask Spirit a question through Michael. And if you want to witness for yourself Michael apporting gifts from Spirit, such as gemstones and coins, this will be a unique opportunity to see him in person. Michael, can we talk a little bit about apportation and explain to the listening audience what that means?
Yes, basically, apportation is the name of the process. It's where a object that is in its third dimensional form, which mm-hmm. is appearing to be solid or fluid or what have you, and they take their heart energies, and they, meaning the masters, like for instance Saint Germain, they open up their heart. Now, I'm not talking about the one that beats the blood. I'm talking about that center, that God connection. You open that up, and they create, bringing out a silver fluidy energy, and they put that onto the third-dimensional object, turning it back into its physical form, or its natural form, which is energy in motion. As everything is, you, I, the room that we're in, the trees, the plants, the birds, the bees were all energy in motion. Mm-hmm. Everything else is an illusion, okay? So once that energy is created and the objects, like, for instance, a pile of gemstones, they're mm-hmm. turning into energy in motion, and then they're directed, because they have a consciousness of the, themselves, into the vortex, and it comes like taking time and space, folding two points and bringing them together to where they actually are not traveling. They're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's two points at the same space, like a quantum concept. And then the objects start to come out. Now, they're surrounded by an energy called ectoplasm. So when the light hits the ectoplasm, the vortex starts to close up. But also when that happens, the objects will start to go from energy in motion to a fluidy energy. So if you're close enough, or you have really good eyes, you can see the energy change from mm-hmm. from a motion to a fluidy energy and into the solid object, which mm-hmm. could be anything from a gemstone to a coin and etc. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that basically is the process, and I will be doing that on the 3rd of March at the Women's Show.
Yes, mm-hmm. what a unique opportunity to come and see Michael in person. If you'd like more information, please call us at 1-800-508-6437, or you can visit our website at www.michaelshane.com. That's MYCHAELShane.com.
Biddy, how would you like to go to the phones?
Yep, and we'll take probably one last call before the show ends, and we have now Karen calling in from Puyallup.
Hello, Karen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. What can we help
good.
You with?
Well, I was just going to ask. I'm getting ready for a session at the center today, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that the masters want me to ask or know about.
Empowerment.
Empowerment.
Feminine empowerment.
Okay.
I am woman. Hear me roar. That one actually came from Bobby. Recognize her humor?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Now, I wanted to explain to you a little bit about the object that you are going to receive. It's an opportunity to open up deeper to the spiritual gifts. And I wanted to explain that to everybody out there that's listening, that these objects that come through from the masters have opportunities in them. There's energies charged in these objects that helps you through your life, and you can actually feel the energy in them when they manifest 1 minute after midnight on the day that you receive it. Okay, so spirit sees that you're ready for the next phase of your spiritual awareness and growth and your psychic abilities. So this is going to help you open up to that.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Do you have a question that you wish to ask Camille?
Well, I'm going to give Camille a call and see about setting something up.
Well, I am sure that Camille would love for you to do that. So thank you very much for calling in.
I look forward to talking to you, Karen.
All right. Thanks, Karen. And real fast, just hang on tight. We're going to grab some information from you. We only have about 2 minutes left in the show, so if you guys want to wrap her up.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Camille, for being our special guest today. And I know I myself personally, I've learned a lot here. And so I just want to remind everybody that we're going to be here on air on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern. And so please join us again for the Michael Shane Show. And Camille, do you have any last remarks you'd like to make?
I would just have to say that only love is real. Realize that, recognize that, and be it. Think good thoughts, and good things will happen.
Well, thank you very much, Camille, for coming on as my guest today. It has been a beautiful pleasure to have you here.
Thanks. Thank you for inviting me, Michael.
And I also would like to thank the listeners for tuning in today. It's always a pleasure to have an opportunity to communicate with you, and I look forward to speaking to you all again on the third Monday of next month. Thank you very much. Love and light. Namaste.
Been listening to The Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time to connect with the Ascended Masters, raise your vibration, and understand the lessons of life. Call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. This is your opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through the transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. For more information about the show and a schedule full personal session with Michael, visit michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.